Protests inspired by the revolt in Tunisia have dominoed along Egypt, Yemen and Algeria. Some have drawn comparisons to the colour revolutions seen in post-Soviet countries. Well, to discuss this, I'm joined live by William Engdahl. He's the author of the book Full Spectrum Dominance, Totalitarian Democracy in the New World Order. Good to see you here on RT. Thanks very much for joining us. Now, thousands holding rallies, crowds overthrowing presidents. Do you think there is any comparison to what happened in Georgia, Ukraine and Kyrgyzstan?
No question about it. What happened in Georgia with the Orange Revolution, or rather the Rose Revolution in Ukraine with the Orange Revolution 2003-2004 was part of a long-term strategy orchestrated by the Pentagon, the State Department and various U.S.-financed NGOs like Freedom House and National Endowment for Democracy to create pro-NATO regime change in those former Soviet Union areas and to literally encircle Russia. Now, what's going on in the Middle East with the Jasmine Revolution in Tunisia that we saw a few days ago, topple Ben Ali, the president there, and now in Egypt with Mubarak in his 80s, and obviously the regime is not exactly the most stable of ones. Well, we have a food crisis taking place as the backdrop, and the IMF coming in telling these countries to eliminate their state food subsidies. So you have, of course, the explosive background for popular unrest, and within that you have these NGOs like Freedom House training activists in trade unions and various other organizations to demand democracy, demand human rights, and so forth.
Just to make it clear, you're talking about NGOs and other influences. Are you actually saying that in the way that we saw in the colored revolutions, there was an American influence happening there? Are you saying there is definitely an American influence behind what's happening we're seeing now, behind the likes of Yemen, Egypt, Tunisia, and the other countries affected?
Sure. Yes, indeed. Go back to 2004 when Condoleezza Rice was talking about, quote, the new Middle East. And earlier it was called the Greater Middle East. This was a grand strategy, not just of the Bush administration, but U.S. Pentagon strategy going back almost more than two decades or three decades to the time of Zbigniew Brzezinski as security advisor to President Carter, when he talked about a Muslim arc of crisis encircling Russia or the Soviet Union in those days. And I think we're seeing very much a replay of that on intensified scale in order to what some people in Washington today are calling a creative destruction process that will simply upset the chessboard, create fractions all over the place, and out of that try to reorganize certain power groupings that were orienting toward Western Europe, orienting toward China or Central Asia.
But just quickly, sorry, I haven't got a lot of time, but you're saying reorganizing those power groups. Well, as we saw in those colored revolutions in the post-Soviet space now, they actually haven't been that successful, have they? So what's your prediction then if we do see a change of regime? We saw it obviously in Tunisia, but if there is a change in Egypt or Yemen, will we see a similar turmoil, political turmoil in those countries in the future?
It's very, very hard at this point to predict. I think the instability can have potential horrendous ramifications for Europe itself, where you have large Muslim populations from Northern Africa and France and in many European countries. So it's not, if this continues, and every indication is that it will, in the coming weeks, we can see a very, very turbulent time ahead, both for Europe and political stability that would create a background for economic growth. So I think this benefits no one in Western Europe. It potentially benefits certain people in Washington who would like to feed off that instability.
Just one brief observation before we finish. These revolutions are being led by the people and not necessarily by conventional politicians. And of course, social media seems to be having an effect in all of this as well. Is that a pertinent point?
No. Led by the people, if you look more closely, you look at the so-called people who are leading this, are being coached, and they're being coached by U.S. intelligence services, the same way the Orange Revolution was in Ukraine, or the Rose Revolution with Saakashvili in Georgia. And this isn't a spontaneous explosion. I don't know about the self-immolations, what they were all about, but certainly the majority of this appears to be orchestrated very finely by the technique that was perfected of the nonviolent revolution by Gene Sharp's Albert Einstein Institute in Cambridge some years ago, and the RAND Corporation. So these are very sophisticated models. It was tested in Iran back a year or so ago, unsuccessfully. The Iranians brought it under control, but it's the same footprint that we saw going back as far as Serbia with the ouster of Milosevic.
We'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed. William Engdahl, author of Full Spectrum Dominance, Totalitarian Democracy and the New World Order, joining us there live in Frankfurt. We appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you.